You're listening to Talmud V'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Pesachim. We're going to try to do a blitz catching up from the Dapim over Rosh Hashanah and the first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and then Tzom Gedalia, so we'll see how much we can do. We're going to start with Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, a few lines down from the top in the new Mishnah. These are the things that a person can be yotze his chiyuv of Pesach, right? Of course, the chiyuv of matzah. And these are the things that you can make matzah out of. So chitim, obviously, is wheat, and seorim is barley. Those are the easier ones. And then we have kusmin, which is spelt, and shifon is rye, and shibolas shual, which would be the tail of a, be like the stalks of a fox, and but that's referring to oats. So right, those are considered the five grains, and those are for matzah. So v'yotzin b'dmai, and you could be yotze your chiyuv with d'mai, which is food that was taken, that was received from an Ama Aretz, and we don't know if he took Meiser off or not. Uba Meiser Rishon, and the Gemara is going to deal with all of these. Uba Meiser Rishon, Shenatla Trumaso. Uba Meiser, and also Meiser Rishon, that the Truma that was taken off. We'll explain what that means in the Gemara. Uba Meiser Sheni, the Hekdish Sheniftu, and also Meiser Sheni, or Hekdish, which was redeemed, of a Kohanim. Bechala ubetruma, and if you're a kohen and they're in a kohen who has chala and truma, they're allowed to eat chala. Bechala and truma can only be eaten by a kohen, so a kohen can be yotze with chala and truma. Avalo betevel velo bemeiser rishon, but a person cannot be yotze his chiyuv of matzah with tevel, which is untithed produce. Velo bemeiser rishon shelo natla truma so, nor from meiser rishon that didn't have the portion taken off for the levi, from the levi for the kohen. So veloba meiser sheni, and not for meiser sheni. The hektish, meiser sheni hektish shalom niftu, that were not redeemed. And right, good. Then chala satoda rukike nazira son laatzmo. So if you have chalos of a karban toda or wafers of a nazir, so if a person made them for himself, meaning he was bringing a karban toda and he made the loaves of bread, or he was a nazir and he was bringing these wafers as part of his karban, so ein yotze behen, he's not able to use them for matzah because they're considered hektish for this purpose for his karban. However, asan lim chorba shuk, but if he made these loaves to sell in the shuk, meaning he said that here, anybody who needs to bring a karban toda, I can sell you perfect karban toda loaves. Or anybody who's a nazir, I can sell you the perfect rakike nazir. That meaning he didn't make them for himself. So yotzin behen, he can be yotze with them. Okay, great. So now let's take a look at this, let's analyze this Mishnah. So first we're going to start with the discussion of the five grains, and then we're going to go into all these little cases of, well, the Meiser Rishon, and the Meiser Sheni, and the Hekdish, and it might sound similar because we did a sugya regarding this in Brachos, Meseches Brachos regarding Zimun, we did it in Meseches Shabbos, and we did it in Meseches Erevin regarding what could be used for an Erev, for the Seudos, for the Erev. So this is a familiar Shakla Vataria, but first a part that we haven't seen yet. So Tana was taught Kusmin min chitin, the spelt is a type of wheat, meaning it's considered this, even though it's a different type of grain, but it's considered in the same general category as chitin. Nafkamina, as Rashi points, says, is that regarding truma, right? You can only take truma off of something of that min. You can't, right? But what if you have if you have wheat and spelt together? So you can take truma off of the spelt, let's say, and that would count for the wheat and the spelt. So there's the same species in that regard. Shibol shul v'shifon, but rye and oats min seorin, our type of barley. They're in the same category as barley. Kusmin is gulba. Kusmin is gulba. So that's anybody who was wondering what exactly kusmin was. And shifon is difra. Great. And shibola shuel is shvile sala. is Shvile Sala. Sala is also a fox, so it's basically just translating it in Aramaic, but for our purposes, spelt Ryan Oates will do just fine. So now the Gemara says, Hani in Orez V'dochan Lo. So these things, yes, these things you can be Otir Chiyav Matzah for, but Orez and but rice and millet, no, you cannot. So anyway, that's what we're understanding from here. Minani Mili, where do we know this from? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, v'chein tan debate Rabbi Yishmael, v'chein tan debate Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, lo socha lav chametz, shivas yamim, socha lav matzos. The Pasuk says, you're not allowed to eat on it chametz, and for 7 days you should eat matzos. So we learn from this, dvarim habayim edei chimotz, adam yotze behen yidei chavoso, b'matzah. That things that can become chametz, a person could be yotze his chiyuv with those things for his chiyuv of matzah, as long as they didn't actually become chametz, as long as they had the potential to become chametz. Yotzu elu she'ein be'abayin l'dei chimotz, which comes to exclude anything that doesn't come to becoming chametz, doesn't come to chimotz, for example, over here, rice and millet. Elalide sirchon, rather they come into spoil, right? If they're left, what would happen to the other five grains when they're actually becoming leaven? So this is the rice and millet, they are actually becoming spoiled as they seem to rise. So that's so they are excluded. So now the Gemara says, well, masnisin deluk Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. This mission then is not in the course of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and we saw this in Gemara Brachos. Da Amar. Because he says that rice is actually a type of grain. It's the sixth grain. And you're actually chayiv, if you eat chametz of rice, you're chayiv kares. So he says it's the deraisa. He holds Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who's on the deraisa. Did not tell you that we learned in the price Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Oser ba Oriz Bedochan, Vipnei Shakarov Lahachmitz. And the Rabbi Yochanan says that rice and millet, it's usher because it's close to, they're close to becoming chametz. Well, actually, it's a little bit hard to understand. It's that it's close to lahachmitz. It's close to being leavened. So Yibayi Lahu, so they asked a question. Shekarov lahachmitz, that when Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says that it's close to chametz, is it dekadim umachmitz? That meaning it like kind of gets up to quickly become chametz, that's what it means. Odilma karov lahachmitz have, or maybe it means that it's close to becoming chametz, but chametz gamar lo have, but it doesn't actually become chametz gamar. So what does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mean when it's karov lahachmitz? Does that mean that he asers it because it becomes chametz very quickly leavens, or he's saying it's aser because it's kind of close to really becoming chametz? So Tashma coming here approved to Tanya Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Orez Min Dagon Huve Chayivin Al Chimuz Okaris Adam Yasev Yaval Yidei Chavasa BePesach. Well, so we can kind of figure it out. He says that for rice you're chayiv kares if it's chametz, and you can be yotzi your chiyuv of matzah on Pesach with it. So it sounds like he really holds it really becomes leaven. V'chein Hayi Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer Karamis Chayiv Es Bechala. And similarly, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that karamis is chayiv in chala. So Gemara wants to know my karamis. What is karamis? Amar Abaye Shitznisa. Great, it's Sheets Nisa. Well, says the Gemara, my Sheets Nisa. What is Sheets Nisa? Summer of Papa, Sheets Nisa, de Mishtakha, Bene Kalanisa. Sheets Nisa is that stuff that's found between the Kalanisa. So, it's one of these, like, funny Gemaras where it keeps translating it, and each generation later is trying to figure out what the previous generation is, but it seems to be the translation is something along the lines of poppy seeds. Rashi says something that's called Nyla, but it's some sort of thing that's found with poppy, especially as interpreted by Rav Papa. So Amar Rabba Bar Barchana Amar Eresh Lakish Isa Sheni Lusha B'Yayin V'Shemeshu Dvash Ein Chayivin Alchimutza Kares. So he quotes Rabba Eresh Lakish as saying that dough that was mixed with wine or oil or honey, I mean not water, wine, oil, or honey, you're not chayiv. So and now, you know, I guess it looks like it became chametz. So you're not chayiv kares for that. Yosef Rav Papa Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Kameder Rav Idi Bar Avin V'Yosef Rav Idi Bar Avin V'Kam Enam Name. So Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua are before Rav Idi Bar Avin, and Rav Idi Bar Avin is like dozing off. And now the two of them are talking, Rav Papa and Rav Huna. So Amar Le Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Le Rav Papa, my time at a Reish Lakish. What's the reason according to Reish Lakish? Why does Reish Lakish say that dough that is made with wine, oil, or honey, like you're not chayav karis for chametz from that. Amar lei damar karis, so it says back to him, because the pasuk says, lo socha lav chametz v'gomer, that we quoted this pasuk earlier, it says, don't eat chametz, and you have to eat matzah for 7 days, and so there's some sort of comparison between the chametz and the matzah. Dvarim sh'adam yoseh behen yedei chavasu ha-matzah, chayavin al chimutzo karis. Only things that a person could be yotzeh his chiyuv of matzah, only that would you be chayev for kares if it's chametz, meaning it has to be the same type of thing. So v'ha'ho el v'ein adam yotzei b'dal yidei chavaso. But this dough that is mixed with oil or wine or honey that you can't use for your chiyuv of matzah, why not? Dehavilei matzah ashira, because it's matzah ashira, it's very rich matzah. Very rich matzah. And Rashi says, Rav Yehuda Rachman Amar Lechem Oni. It's supposed to be poor man's bread, and you have this very rich matzah made with honey, dough, oil. So you can't be yotzei your chiyuv. Ein chayiv in alchi mutza kares. Therefore, if you have this same form of dough and it becomes chametz, you're not chayiv kares for it because you can't be fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah that way. So Eisei Rav Huna Bered Rav Yehuda Rav Papa Rav Huna Bered Rav Yehuda didn't like that. He says, hold on. He challenges him. Hamechayiv v'gamo. So what if he mushed it up and then swallowed it, right? So meaning like he dissolved it, really. He dissolved it and then swallowed it. So he did something to the matzah that makes it like completely changed its form. Right? And maybe it didn't even have its proper form in the first place. Maybe it was like some sort of like grain liquid mixture. But so does that count as matzah? So imchei v'gamo. So imchametzu. If it's chametz, so his, right, so we have over here this braisa that says that his punishment is a kares, but if it was made into matzah, this thing, so you're not yotzei your chiyuv on Pesach. So we see over here in this braisa that Rav Huna Bered Yehoshua brought to Rav Papa, we have a case of a type of, flour type of mixture that you'd be chayiv kares for, but you don't fulfill the mitzvah matzah for, and therefore that completely rejects his theory that I mentioned earlier that if you can't use it for matzah, you're not chayiv kares for the chametz version of it. So what do we do? So v'ha, right, so just let's spell that a little bit. V'matzahu ein adam yotzei chavaso v'pesach. V'ha hacha de ein adam yotzei chavaso v'matzah. V'chayiv al chimutzo kares. But if we have a person who can't fulfill his chayiv of matzah, he gets a kares if it was chametz. It's arbahur of idi baravin. All of a sudden he woke up, he snapped up. Right, he was like, I guess, a little bit listening. And Amar Lehu, he said to them, "Dardiki, like young scholars, Hainu time at a Reish Lakish." This is right, the real reason that Reish Lakish asers, or doesn't aser, but doesn't allow you to, or says you're not chayiv kares for eating dough, eating some chametz that was made with flour, so with oil. Honey and wine. So Hainu time Reish Lakish mishum dehava lehu mei peros, because it is mei peros, it is juice. Mei peros ein machmitzin, and we have a principle that juice doesn't become chametz, right? Meaning it doesn't make things until it doesn't cause things to leaven, dough to leaven, and so that's there's a big discussion in the Shonim and the Poskim over here of what does Rashi hold? That Rashi assumes that it means that it's only with mei peros, but no water. No water is involved, but if there was water, then it would become chametz, while Tosos disagrees, and this is the long Tosos over here. Very interesting discussion. But anyway, that's the reason according to Reish Lakish, because it's not going to become chametz with these liquids. Now, Yotze b'demai b'maisa v'chulei. So we said that you can be yotze your mitzvah of matzah even if the food is demai, which is something that we don't know if maaser was taken off of it or not, because we got it from an Am HaAretz who may not have taken off maaser. So what do we do? So demai halochazilei. Why? But hold on, demai is not fitting. You're not allowed to eat demai. You're not allowed to eat that. So it's asmid rabbanon to eat demai. So how can you be yotze your chiyuv of matzah? It's something like a mitzvah babi avera or something. Rashi quotes another reason as well, something we're going to see later on in the Gemara. But anyway, right, that you can't fulfill matzah that you're being over an isser for also in that time. So what's going on here? So kevin de ibay mafkir lenach say have ani the ochel demai. Well, no, actually it's possible because we have a principle that you're allowed to feed demai to poor people. And if you say, oh, it's not fitting for him. Well, no, maybe it is fitting for him, because if a person would snap his fingers and say, I'm mafker all my property, all my possessions, I become an ani, he would actually be allowed to eat it. It's shayach to him. But ochel demai. So hashtanami chazile, therefore it's also fitting for him now. It's not, as we learned in a Mishnah, machil nasaniim demai vesachsanya demai. You're allowed to feed poor people demai, as well as the achsanya that's referring to, Rashi explains, the Jewish soldiers that the Jewish king would put responsibility on people to support the soldiers. You know, it's like when they're coming to the community, you provide for them, so you're allowed to feed them demai. At least according to Beis Hillel, as we'll see. So since a person can technically make himself into an ani, then it's fitting for him, so it's not considered removed from him, and therefore he could be yotze his chiyuv of matzah, even though it's demai, and normally he doesn't eat demai. So let's just see that this Mishnah quoting. But Rav Huna said, Tana was taught, Beishamay Omrim, Ein Machilin Asanim Demai, Vesachsani Demai, Beishil Omrim Machilin. It's actually Machlokas Beishamay Beishil, but we hold like Beishil, obviously. Meiser Rishon Shnatal Chumasa Vahulei. So we said that in the Mishnah that you're allowed to use Meiser Rishon that the Truma was taken off of. So Meiser, what does this mean? So Meiser Rishon is 10% of your produce that goes to the Levi. So right, this is before Meiser Sheni or Ani. You take 10% of your produce, you give it to the Levi. You also take something called Truma off. You give the Truma that's either 1/40th, 50th, or 60th of your crops. You give to the Kohen, and you take off 10%. And you give it to the Levi, and the Levi takes 10% of that and gives what's called Trumas Meiser. He gives 10% of his 10% he received, and he gives that to the Kohen as well. So we said that if it's Meiser Rishon that you took off the Truma for your Latte, so yeah, of course, like that's totally halakhically appropriate. That's kosher. What's the Havamina that would be a problem? The Gemara says, Pshita, isn't that simple? No. So the Gemara says, no, it's not so simple. Dekei mishnot le Truma so chulin Pshita, dekeven shenot l'chumaso, chulon have. The Gemara says, what do you do? Yeah, if you took off the truma, then it's all good. It's chulin. So of course, like, what's the problem? Lo tzricha, no, you really need to eat it. Why? Because over here, it's shekdimu b'shibolim, v'not l'haymena trumas meiser, v'lo not l'haymena trumas gadol, truma gadola. That what happened? That he came in advance. The Levi came in advance and took bishibolim when they were still in the ears of grain. He took them before they were collected and he took it. So he took the trumas meiser. So not to him and a truma meiser, velo not to him and a truma gedola, and the truma was not taken off yet. So he actually got a bigger. The Levi was essentially making his portion bigger because he took his portion, the Meiser Rishon from the Yisrael. He took it before Truma was separated and given to the Kohen. So before the Kohen got his 1/40th, 50th, or 60th cut from the Yisrael, the Levi took in advance. And now the Levi is going to give his Trumas Meiser. He's going to give 10% of his produce to the Kohen, but the Kohen actually loses out, and the Levi got a bigger portion now. So Ukad Rabbi Abahu, and this is in accordance with Rabbi Abahu, that Da'amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Meiser Rishon Shekdimu Bishibolim, that if the Levi took off Meiser Rishon in advance, before the Truma Gedola was given to the Kohen, Potter Mitruma Gedola, he doesn't have to give the Truma Gedola. anymore. And the Levi has no responsibility to give the Truma Gedola. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'haramosem mimenu Trumas Hashem Meiser min ha-meiser. It says that you should give from the Truma of Hashem Meiser from the Meiser, right? The Levi has an obligation to give Meiser from the Meiser, meaning he got 10% from the Israel, and he gives 10% of that. So he gives Meiser from Meiser. The Gemara Darshans, Meiser min ha-meiser amarti, I have said to give Meiser from the Meiser. Amartilach, right? Velo truma gedola v'trumas meiser min meiser. But I didn't say to give truma and meiser from a meiser. Meaning that the Levi, basically the Pasuk is darshaning that the Levi has to give one thing to the Kohen, and that's trumas meiser. He doesn't have to give trumas meiser and truma gedola, meaning the thing that the Yisrael was really supposed to give. So, but basically what happens here is that the Levi took the 10% in advance, and it actually cost the Kohen the Truma Gedola. And even though that's the case, and it's not so nice, and it wasn't the right thing to do, nevertheless, that's considered fine, and the Levi can use that for his matzah. Amar Le Rav Papa Labaye, so Rav Papa says to Abaye, Elameata filo hikdimu bikri. So maybe he could also do this what if the Levi takes in advance even if it's in the pile, right? Meaning that everything was already harvested, it wasn't in the stalks, it was already in the pile of grains that entered his house, and then the Levi takes that 10% in advance, maybe the halacha would be the same. Right? Bekri, nami li pater, maybe he should also be pater. Amar le, so he says to him, Abai says back to Papa, alecha amar krana, regarding that, you know, thought that you said, the pasuk says, mikol mat nosechem tarimu es kol trumas Hashem. From all your gifts, you shall lift the trumas Hashem, meaning that there are a lot of gifts a Levi sometimes has to give. Meaning, in such a case, if the Levi didn't take it from the stalks, but the Levi went and saw the pile of grains that were already, you know, brought into the home of the Israel, and then he took 10%, then the Levi would actually have to give truma to the not just the trumas meiser, but the truma gedola to the Kohen. So it says mikol, because it says mikol matnosechem. You have to give from all the matnosechem. You have to give truma. So now the Gemara asks, Umar Isa, what did you see? Meaning, like, right? So you're basically picking and choosing, right? We have one pasuk that seems to say the Kohen, the Levi only gives one type of gift to the Kohen. He doesn't give truma gedola as well as trumas meiser. And then we have another pasuk that says that you give from all the matanos. So, like, why did you choose this one over that one? You chose b'shibolim and not b'kri, meaning if the Levi takes it in his stalks, then he doesn't have to. But if he takes it when it's already in the pile of grain, then he does have to. Like, why did you choose this over that? So the Gemara says, very simple, in defense of Abai, hi idgun, v'hai lo idgun. This is called dagun, right? Once it's in the pile of grains, so it's called dagun, it's called grains, and that's what the pasuk is referring to when it says that you take off the meiser, right? The pasuk says, which pasuk? Whatever it says that you give it from the dagon. So that's if it's already in the pile. But if it's in the stalks, we don't call it dagon yet, and therefore. Therefore, the Levi would not have to give the Truma Gedola from it. Okay, good. So the main point is that it's something that it's not so nice, and it's not the expectation of the Levi. But you know, he shouldn't do that. But if he did it, that's not going to interfere with him fulfilling his chiyuv of matzah there. Meiser sheni v'hektish shenifta v'chulei pshita. So we said that meiser sheni, which is after you take that meiser rishon, so then you take 10% of your produce, and this happens in the second, third, fifth, and sixth years of the Shemitah cycle. You take 10% of your produce and you eat it in Yerushalayim, and if you can't bring everything all the way to the Yerushalayim, so what you do is you redeem it, and there's a whole process, you redeem it onto coins, and you take the coins and bring those to Yerushalayim, and then you buy something there and eat it there. So if you have Meiser Sheni, and Hektish, right, something that was dedicated to the Beis Hamikdash, and then you redeemed it, and now you bought with that, you know, matzah, you can eat that matzah for the mitzvah. So pshita, isn't that obvious? What's wrong? Yeah, you redeemed it, it's all good. So Hakabamaya's Kinan, what are you doing with it here? Shinasan as a karam and lasan as a chomesh. So when you redeem Meiser Sheni or Hektish, so you actually have to give an extra fifth. You have to pay an extra fifth. which is really a quarter. It's the fifth, like, you know, from the outside, but whatever it is, you have to give an extra amount. There's a fee. There's a transfer fee, a redemption fee. The kamash malan de ein chomash ma'akev. So let's say you redeemed it, but you didn't redeem it with the extra fifth fee. So does that hold you back from being able to fulfill your chiyuv, your mitzvah of matzah? The answer is no. The chomash is not ma'akev. Okay. Va'kohanim bechala v'truma v'chulei. Kohanim can use their chala, the portion that they received from someone else's bread, from someone else's dough, or truma they received. They can use that for matzah. So she does in that portion, of course. Ma'am is saying, no, what would you have said? Matzah shavah l'chol adam bi'inan. Kamash malan, matzos ma'akev. Right. So I might think, no. Maybe the mitzvah of matzah, it has to be something that everybody can have. And there's no such thing as a matzah that only some Jews are allowed to eat. Only Kohanim are allowed to eat it. You might think that, kamash malan, matzos, matzos, riba. No, the pasuk says matzos, matzos, says an extra lashon of matzos, and that comes to include even matzos that can only be eaten by some people, not others, namely by Kohanim. Okay, next, aval lo betevel v'chulei. You're not allowed to use tevel, untithed produce. Maaser wasn't taken off. Pshita, of course you can't. You can't eat tevel. Lo tzricha. No, we need to teach us this. Betevel tevel midrabanan. No, this is not talking about stam tevel. It's tevel deraisa. Even tevel derabanan. Shezaro ba'atzit sheino naku. For example, it was planted in a pot that was not perforated, so it's only chayev in meiser midrabanan. And let's say you didn't take off that midrabanan meiser, so you say, okay, it's only midrabanan, I could fulfill it, but I have a mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah, I can be yotze my chiyuv d'oraisa. The answer is no, you're not allowed to. Okay, v'lo b'meiser rishon shelo nata trumaso, you know, and if there's meiser rishon and truma was not taken off of it yet, you're not allowed to use that. So pshita, of course you can't, right? It's considered tevel if meiser wasn't taken off of it. If the meiser rishon was there and you didn't take off the trumas meiser, the levi didn't take off the trumas meiser. Lo tzricha, no, you need it. Shek dimu bechri. It's talking specifically of a case where the levi took off, there was a pile of grains of the Israel and he took his meiser rishon and he didn't give the trumas, he didn't give truma gedola to the kohen. Now, ma'o desema, what would you have said? Kida amar leir Rav Papa l'Abaye. You might have thought, like what Rav Papa suggested to Abaye, that if it's in the pile of grains, that he is putter from bringing the, he doesn't have to give the kohen the truma gedola. And the mission over here, you know, maybe would accept this. So kamash malan kiddushani lei, and the Mishnah is coming to teach us as Abaye answered Rav Papa, meaning basically the Gemara is asking, isn't this Mishnah obvious? Of course, if you have trumas meiser rishon that the trumas meiser was not taken off of course you can't use that for your mitzvah of matzah. The Gemara is saying, no, you would have had a havamina to say like Rav Papa, that since this is where he takes off the grains, the Levi took off the grains in advance, and maybe that would be fine. Maybe if he took it in advance and he didn't take off the truma gedola and give it to the kohen, maybe you could still use it for matzah. Kamash Milano, the Mishnah is trying to tell you that no, like halachas, as Abaye said that in the case of taking of where the Levi took the grains in advance, he would still have to give truma gedola to the kohen before these grains can be used to make matzah. Okay, next. V'lo b'meiser sheni v'hektish shelo niftiv v'chulei, and meiser sheni and hektish that were not redeemed, you cannot use that for the mitzvah of matzah. Pshita, isn't that obvious? Of course, you can't use that for anything. So the olam de niftu, no, over here doesn't mean whether they weren't redeemed. It means that they were redeemed. Umay no lo niftu. So what does the mission mean that it says they were not redeemed? Shelo niftu kehil chasan. Okay, so they weren't redeemed properly in accordance with halacha. So they were kind of redeemed, but not fully. And not properly. How? And we're gonna see the case. So up to the other side, Meiser Sheni Shepadu Al Gabe Asimon, because right, that maybe that what he did was over here, The Meister Sheni was redeemed on an asimon instead of a coin. Drachman Amar Vatsarta HaKesef. The Torah teaches Vatsarta HaKesef. It darshins Davar Sheyesh Lo Tzura. You have to redeem it onto coins that have an image on it, not just like a blank slab or a slug or whatever they call it, like just like a flat piece of metal that doesn't have an image on it. You're not allowed to redeem Meister Sheni on it. That is the halacha. So let's say he did over here. So that's what we're talking about. Vehektish shechilu lo gabei karka, or somebody who had hektish and he redeemed it, but not on coins, on money, but rather on land. Derechman amar v'nosan ha-kesef v'kamlo. But the pasuk says that you have to, when you redeem hektish, it has to be on money, not on land. So anyway, in this case, we're talking about, the Mishnah is telling us that not only is it that if you don't redeem Meiser, if you have unredeemed Meiser Sheni or Hektish, that can't be used for matzah. That's obvious. But even if it was redeemed, but it wasn't redeemed according to the proper halacha, like it was on, or like Meiser Sheni was redeemed onto an asimon, or Hektish was redeemed onto land, so also those cases, you would not be able to use it for matzah. Okay, great. Tana Rabbana, we learned in a brisa, yachli yotze adam yidei chavasa betevel shalom iskan. So you might think that you're allowed to, a person could be yotze his chiyuv of matzah with tevel that was not fixed up, right? Tevel, meaning untied produce that was not properly rectified. So the Gemara interrupts the Brice and says, hold on, kol tevel nami halo nitkan. Wait, tevel by definition is something that's not nitkan. Tevel is something that's untithed. By definition, it's not something that was fixed up and tithed. So the Gemara explains, no, ela but tevel shalom nitkan kol tzarko. No, it means tevel that was not, fully tithed and fixed up to the fullest extent that it needs to be. So, for example, shenatlami menu truma gadola v'natlami trumas meiser. For example, truma gadola was taken off. You gave the truma to the kohen, but you didn't take off trumas meiser. But trumas meiser was not taken off. That part of the truma that goes to the kohen was not taken to the kohen from the levi was not taken off. Oh, meiser rishon v'lo meiser sheni, or maybe the meiser rishon you took off the 10% and gave to the levi, but you didn't take off the 10%. And bring that to Yerushalayim. Vafila Meiser Ani, or if it's the third or sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, and you didn't give 10% to the poor people, so that's what it means when the Gemara understands the price. It says if you have tevel that was partially tithed, but partially not tithed, it was only tithed in one halacha and not another. So you might think that you can use that for matzah. So minayin. So, but that's not the case. Minayin. How do we know this? Tamalom or lo socha lav chametz. You're not allowed to eat on it chametz. And we remember the rest of the pasuk says that, and you eat matzah for 7 days. So there's some sort of connection between not eating chametz and eating matzah for 7 days. So it says, so this is what it learns from it. Listen to this. Mishum, mi she isuro mishum bal tochal. A love chametz, that it has to be something that's usur because it's chametz, because of the usur of chametz. Yotza ze she'eni isur mishum bal tochal chametz, to the exclusion of something that's usur to eat for some other reason besides the fact that it's chametz. El mishum bal tochal tevel. Rather, over here, this is usur because it's tevel. So this is so interesting. Basically, it's saying that the isur, that matzah can only be made of something that the isur to eat it is because of the isur of eating chametz. But over here, the isur for eating this not fully tithed produce, it's tevel. There's an issur of eating tevel, so that's the reason you can't eat this food. This right? You can't eat this dough because of the tevel. But matzah has to be made from something that would be usur because of chametz, not because of the issur of tevel. So therefore, that's where this brisa learns that you're not if something was not fully tithed, it's still tevel in some regards. You can't be yotzei yachiv of matzah with that. So now the Gemara says, hold on, v'isur de chametz lahecha nozla. But wait, hold on, but it's still usur because it's chametz. Where did the isur of chametz go over here, right? In this pasuk, the pasuk clearly is saying that the drasha on this pasuk at least is saying that what you eat for matzah has to be something that would be usher if it would become chametz. So the Gemara is saying like it would still be even though it's usher because it's tevel, it would still be also usher because it's chametz. Where do the usher chametz go? So we have two approaches to deal with this. So Amar of Sheshes Hamani, Rav Sheshes says, who is this? Who's the Tana in this Brisa? Rabbi Shimon. It's actually Rabbi Shimon. De Amar Ein Isser Chal Al Isser de Tanya. Sorry. Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. An Isser does not fall on another Isser. Meaning, if something is already usher for one thing, it does not become usher for something else. D'tanya, as we learned in our Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Ha'ochel, ochel nevela b'yom ha'kippurim. And now we're on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Somebody who eats nevela on Yom Kippur, something that was not shechted properly on Yom Kippur, putter. He is putter for the eating of eating on Yom Kippur. It's not considered the isser of eating on Yom Kippur. You don't get the chatas and the kares, right? Rashi says it's b'shogeg, so you don't have to bring the chatas of eating on Yom Kippur because this is it was nevela. There's no isser doesn't is not chal on something that's already usser. Fascinating. Ravina Amar. So that's one approach. So basically, that's what it's saying. It's that this untithed produce is tevel, and therefore it cannot, according to Reb Shimon, it cannot become chametz. Because it's already tevel. It has the Isser tevel. It can't become chametz. And therefore, you're not chayev kares for eating it. Because it's already tevel. Now, Ravina Amar. Ravina gives a different approach. Afilu teimu rabbanan. You can even say it's the rabbanan. The one to argue with Rabbi Shimon. Who say, no, something can have multiple Isserim on it. And Misha. So what's the drasha? Rather, let's see. The drasha is Misha Isuro Mishum Bal Tochal Chametz Bilvad. That the drasha is saying that it has to be something that's usur because of that. What do you eat? The thing that can be used for matzah is something that would only be usur because of chametz alone. Yotza Zeh She'in Isur Mishum Bal Tochal Chametz Bilvad. To the exclusion of something that has multiple isurim on it. Right? But Baal Tochal Tevel is also included. Meaning that the way we originally read this drasha, the Braisa quoted this pasuk. There's an inherent connection between chametz and matzah, and the way we originally thought was that matzah can be made. From something that would have that would be usher to eat if it were chametz. So now we're saying, but now the way Ravina's understanding is that matzah can only be made from something that would only be usher for if it was chametz, but not usher for any other reason. But the Gemara says midi bilvad ksiv. But does the drasha and the brisa say only? That the only thing that it's usher from is eating chametz? No, that's not an exclusion. El mechavorta could Rav Sheshes. Rather, it's more clear to say like Rav Sheshes said. Rav Sheshes again interpreted the Braisa as being the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, who says that something can only have one Isser. An Isser is not chal on another Isser, and therefore matzah can only be made from something that could become chametz. And in this case over here, because it's tevel, it's usher because it's tevel, it can never become chametz, the isser of chametz as well. Okay? New braisa. Tana rabbanan, yachol yotzei adam yedei chulasa b'maaser sheni b'Yerushalayim. You might think that a person can be yotzei his chiyuv with maaser sheni Yerushalayim. Again, maaser sheni is 10% of your produce after maaser rishon is taken. You take 10% of your produce, you bring it to Yerushalayim, and you eat it there. That's a totally wonderful thing to do. You take your Maaser Sheni, eat it in Yerushalayim. Why can't I take my Maaser Sheni grains and eat and make that into matzah? Right? So the Braisa says, you might think you could, Tama Lomar Lechem Oni. No, but the Pasuk calls matzah Lechem Oni. Bread of Oni, right? So typically translated as affliction, but the Gemara is darshing it, Mashenechel Ba'aninus. That which is eaten in Aninus, with an Aleph, which is like in grief. Right, like an onane. So So lechem only with an ayin can be read, also read, understood as with an aleph, that it's the bread of grief. Yotze zeh she'ino nechel ba'aninos, which is to the exclusion of something that can't be eaten in grief, ela besimcha, rather besimcha. Meiser sheni has to be eaten besimcha. You bring it to Yerushalayim and you eat it in a state of simcha, the Pasuk says you're not allowed to eat it in aninos. In fact, in Vidui Meiser, we saw 2 weeks ago, Parshas Kisavo, Vidui Meiser, part of the testimony the person gives about himself is, I did not eat my Meiser sheni be'aninos. So, but matzah is dafka lechem oni. It's supposed to be some sort of level of aninos, of grief. And therefore, you can't use Meiser Sheni for it. Meiser Sheni is very happy food. Meiser Sheni Yerushalayim. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Kiva Omer. No, that's not true. Matzos Riba. It says matzos many times in the Psukim, and it's inclusive. Imkain. Matam Alomer Lechemoni. Right? So he says you can use Meiser, or at least based on this, you'd be able to use Meiser Sheni for matzah. So imkain matam alomer lechem oni. So how does Rabbi Kiva understand lechem oni? Right, we said it's like a lashon of aninus, of grief, bread of grief. So prat leisa shnei lusha b'yayin v'shemen u'dvash. He says, no, you know what lechem oni teaches me? It's a lashon of like of anius, of ani, of poverty. That it, you can't use matzah ashira. You can't use bread, the dough that is mixed with wine, oil, or honey. So my time at Rabbi Akiva, why does Rabbi Akiva hold against Rabbi Yosi Aglili? Miksiv lechem oni with a vav, aniksiv. If you read the pasuk, the ksiv is not written with a vav. So he says, I look at this and I see it says ani, not oni, even though we pronounce it oni. So I don't want to call it bread of grief. I call it bread of poverty. And therefore, I can't use matzah ashira, but it's not excluding the happy food of Meiser Sheni. So miksiv lechem oni, aniksiv. Rabbi Yossi Aglili responds to that, mikarinan ani, yeah, but do we read it ani? Do we say lechem ani? No, oni karinan. We read it as oni. So you have to validate the way we pronounce it. Rabbi Akiva, hi dekarinan be'oni kiddushmuel. No, so Rabbi Akiva has a drasha for that. He says, yeah, it says ani without, like, it's written without the vav. So that's how we know that it can't be matzah ashir. It has to be bread of poor man's bread, as is famously translated, commonly translated. But we pronounce it with a vav because there's a special drasha here, kiddushmuel. Like Shmuel says, damar Shmuel, as we're gonna learn later on in Arvei Pesachim, damar Shmuel lechem oni. Lechem sha'onin alav dvarim harbe. It's a bread that there are many words that are answered or proclaimed over it. Rashi says halel and haggadah. So it's a bread with a lot of discussion. A lot of discussion said around this bread, and that's lechem oni. But he doesn't want to learn it as aninos. Okay, v'savar Rabbi Akiva isa shenilosha b'yayin v'shemen advash lo. Wait, hold on. Rabbi Akiva holds that dough that is kneaded with wine or oil or honey. No, it's not your over here. You wouldn't be able to use it for. Your chiyuv of matzah, v'atanya, but we learned in the brisa, ein lush and isa v'pesach v'yayin v'shemen v'dvash vim lush. Rabbi Gamliel Omar tisarif miyad. So we have a brisa that says, don't mix your dough on Pesach with wine, oil, or honey. And if you did, Rabbi Gamliel says, tisarif miyad. You have to burn it immediately. It's chametz. V'chacham omrim yeochel and yochel. The chacham say you're allowed to eat it. V'amr Rabbi Akiva, and then Rabbi Akiva said. He testifies in this brisa, Shavasi Hayisa Eitzel Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. So Rashi understands it as my Shavas, my Shvisa of Pesach, meaning I rested and stayed at the house of Rabbi or the, at the location of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua for Pesach. Meaning I spent Pesach with them. Ulishtei lahem uvelashti lahem Isa, and I needed for them. Dough, b'yayin v'shemen u'dvash, v'lomer li davar, and they didn't complain, they didn't speak up, they didn't say anything was wrong with that. V'aval pi she'ein loshen mekatvin bo, and now this is not Rabbi Kiva anymore talking, and it says, even though you're not allowed to knead them, mikatvinbo, you can like kind of smear the oil, wine, or honey on the top of it. And now the Gemara notes, asan latana kama. This line was not said by Rabbi Akiva. This is going back to the earlier opinion in this brice that we just quoted. So it's just like, you know, it's a little bit back and forth out of order. The Chacham Omrim, and now back to quoting the brice. I know it's a little bit tricky. Just, you'll read that again and you'll listen to this part over and then it'll be clear. So that line was not Rabbi Akiva. That was the Tanakhama. But now back to the brice of the Chacham Omrim es shaloshin bo mekatvin bo. Veshein loshin bo in mekatvin bo. That which you're allowed to knead, whatever you're allowed to knead the dough with, so you can smear on top, and that which you're not allowed to knead the dough with, you're not allowed to smear on top. Okay. Vishavin, and they all agree, she'ain lashon ha'isa b'foshrin, that you're not allowed to knead the dough with poshrin, which is like warmish, like lukewarm water. Mamahar and lahachmit, says Rashi, because it makes it very quick to become chametz. So using warm water to knead the dough, that makes it become chametz too quickly. So we seem to have a stira. We have Rabbi Akiva saying that you're not allowed to use one of these things, right? He says it's matzah shir. You can't use that for your chiv of matzah. But over here it says that he mixed it for Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, and it wasn't the problem. So lo kasha, haba yom tov rishon, haba yom tov sheni. This is on yom tov rishon, and this is yom tov sheni. Now, yom tov sheni could mean a bunch of different things. Right. So at least the way Rashi understands yom tov rishon, it's saying the first night of Pesach. So yom tov sheni, I don't know if it's probably not the yom tov sheni shel Golios, because they all lived in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if it means the second day of Pesach when it's not really yom tov anymore. Or maybe it means the last days of Yom Tov, like the seventh day. But definitely it means that the first day of Pesach, when you have that chiv of matzah, that you should not use. But it doesn't become chametz, and you can have it the rest of Pesach. You can have matzah ashira, according to Rabbi Akiva, and that is a resolution to this contradiction. Kida Amar Lehu Rabbi Yeshua Livenei, like what Rabbi Yeshua said to his son. And some of the gear of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi over here. Yoma kama lo talushili bechalva. Mikan ve'elech lushili bechalva. Says on the first day, don't make me any, don't knead my matzah dough with milk. Any other day, from here and on, after the first day, you're allowed to. Now the Gemara says, wait, hold on, that's really problematic. Va'atanya ain lashon ha'isa bechalav. But you're not allowed to knead dough with milk. We learned this earlier. Vim lashon, if you do, kol ha'pas asura. Mipnei hergel aveira, that leads to aveira, right? If you make bread with milk in it, that might come to be eaten with meat, and that's a very big problem. Milk bread with meat? So ela hachikam, or rather, this is what Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Yeshua Melevi actually said. Yom ha'kama lo talushali beduvsha. Mikan ve'elech lushali beduvsha. With dvash. It wasn't with milk. It was with honey that he said, don't do the first day, but from here on you can. Vibai same, and another possibility. Li'olam bechalva. Really, he said with milk. Kedamar ravina ke'ein Torah. It's like a shari. That, like the eye of an ox, of a shore, of an ox, is permitted. Meaning you're very small amounts, Rashi explains, like the size of an ox, that you can make very, very small milchic bread. That's fine, because you're going to eat it right away. You're not going to have leftovers, and it's not going to come to eat it with meat. Hachanami ke'en Torah here too. So he was talking about making, when he said, make very small bread for me. Okay. Vishavin she'en lashon ha'isa b'poshrin. And they all agree that you're not allowed to make dough in, with poshrin, with this lukewarm water. So maishnam menachos. Why is this different from menachos? Right, menachos are the carbon mincha, the flour like flour grain carbonos that were brought. Ditznan kol menachos niloshin kibiposhrin umishamran shelo yachmotzu. Right, that we have a mission that says all carbon or menachos that should be kneaded, that can be kneaded with warm water, and you have to be careful and guard them to make sure they don't become chametz. Right, the 99% of the carbonos in the base of Mikdash, of the carbon menachos, were matzah, right? There's two, you know, exceptions where you have with chametz, so most of it was matzah. So it says you're allowed to make it with kosher and with this warm water. You're allowed to eat it with warm water. But we said you're not allowed to do it by regular matzah. So what's the difference? And im amru bezrizin. And if you're going to tell me, oh, well, because it's zrizin, we know a principle, kohanim zrizin hein, the kohanim are involved in menachos. And so you're going to say that, well, by menachos, we're not concerned because the kohanim are going to be very careful. But by matzah, we're concerned. So im amru bezrizin, yomru b'shein zrizin. So, maybe that you'll try to make that chiluk, but ihachi, if so, milasas nami lasis. Then we shall also be allowed to soak the grains, soak the grains in advance of bringing them, but because meaning by menachos, we would be allowed to do that as well, right? Because if you're saying, oh, there's usin, but hold on. We see that you're not allowed to, because if so, Alama. But if so, Alama Amar Rabbi Zeira Amar Abba Bar Yirmi Amar Shmuel. Why would they quote in the name of Shmuel? Chitin shel Menachos, the wheat kernels of Menachos, ain losasinosa. You're not allowed to soak them. So if you're going to tell me that when it comes to the menachos, we're zrizin and we're not concerned, so why are you concerned about having them soak the kernels of the grain, of the chitin, of wheat? So, Gemara says, lisha bezrizin isa, lisisa lesa bezrizin. Lesa bezrizin. That the kneading of the dough was done by zrizin, by the kohanim. But the soaking of the kernels, that would be done in advance, and that would not be done by the zrizin. That would be done by the regular people bringing their kabanos. So that's why we don't let them do it, because we're concerned it's going to become chametz during that time. The Gemara says, hold on, velisha mi isa bezrizin. Is that true? That the kneading of the dough by these kabanos was done with the zrizin, always done by the kohanim? V'haksiv, but the pasuk says, v'yetzak aleha shem and v'gomer v'aviyah el ha-kohen. That basically you would bring, that for some of the kabanos, you would bring the dough already kneaded to the kohen. Mikamitz of Eilech mitzvahs kahuna. That from the kamitz, right, where he takes the three fingers full, from that service and on, it's the mitzvah of the kohanim. Limeid al yitziko belila shekasher bechol adam. Which teaches that the oil of, or the oil being mixed in and everything being mixed together is kosher for everybody, meaning even non-Zrizin, non-Kohanim, a Yisrael bringing the Korban Mincha, he does this. So he could have kneaded it on his own, not with the Zrizin, yet we allow, by Menachos, we allow the kneading to be with this warm water, but we don't allow by matzah. Why not? So the Gemara says, Lisha Nehi de Bezrizin Lesa, but yeah, it's true that that sometimes the kneading of the dough by Menachos was not done by the Zrizin, by the Kohanim, done by the Israelim, but B'makom Zrizin Isa. However, it was done in the place of the Zrizin. I mean, it was done within the, you know, on the Beis HaMikdash grounds, and it was being supervised and also under the auspices of the Kohanim, right? De Amar Mar, because as the master said, Belila Kashera Bazar, that the mixing is kosher with a zar, with a non-Kohen, Chutz L'chomas Azara Psula, but outside of the walls of the Azara, it was actually Pasul. So it had to be under Kohanic supervision, under Zrizin supervision. La Fuke L'sisa, but this is to the exclusion of the soaking in water of the kernels of the wheat, De'ena B'Zrizin, V'lo B'Makam Zrizin. That was not done by the Zrizin themselves, nor was it done under the supervision of the Zrizin. So that's why, when it comes to the Menachos, you're allowed to knead it with this warm water, because that was supervised by the Kohanim. However, the soaking of the kernels in advance for the Menachos, that was not undone by Kohanim or under Kohanic supervision, and therefore it was not okay. And similarly, by matzah, by kneading matzah, where there's no Kohanim watching your matzah making, so we don't allow warm water, being soaked with warm water, because warm water will make it become chametz quicker, and we're concerned about that. Minchas ha'omer. Well, what's the difference between that and minchas ha'omer? Right, Detanya Minchas Omer Losasin Osa Vitzover Nosa, that we learned that by the carbon mincha of the Omer, Coming over, you're allowed to soak it, and then they pile it up. So Tsibor Shani, but when it comes to it, Tsibor, it's different. Right, it seems to be that Rashi says that the Beis Din would supervise it, and there also is reason. So that's an exception to the rule. It does not concern us.